Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today's story is about my first Rosh Yeshiva named Rabbi Avramo Lipsker in Morristown, New Jersey, in a yeshiva called Teferet Bochur. Now, Rabbi Lipsker had allergies. And therefore, one day, his wife and he went to the allergist, the doctor who specializes in allergies. And the doctor was taking notes and asking Rabbi Lipsker some questions about what he ate and what foods he liked and so forth, which are the kinds of questions that an allergy doctor asks. The doctor came to the question, which was, "What is your favorite food, Rabbi Lipsker?" Now, Rabbi Lipsker, being a chassid, a person who really tries very hard to focus on Torah and mitzvahs and spiritual things, didn't really feel too comfortable having to say what his favorite food was. After all, a chassid generally is not into food so much as to have a favorite food. That is, a chassid eats food in order to serve Hashem. And although, of course, it's a nice food, but to have a favorite food, well, Rabbi Lipsker felt kind of uncomfortable about saying they had a favorite food. They didn't really want to answer. But Mrs. Lipsker said, "Avramo, the doctor's asking you for medical information. This is not a question of being a chassid or not being a chassid. This is a question of medical information. The doctor wants to know, in order to figure out what food you're allergic to, what is your favorite food?" So Rabbi Lipsker said, "Well, actually, it is chocolate ice cream." Doctor wrote down, chocolate ice cream. The next question for the doctor was, "Well, Rabbi Lipsker, when was the last time you ate chocolate ice cream?" Rabbi Lipsker answered, 15 years ago. And that's the story. Why didn't Rabbi Lipsker eat his favorite food? His favorite food was chocolate ice cream. Why was it that for 15 years he didn't have any chocolate ice cream? The answer is that many Hasidim have a custom that when they realize that a certain taiva, a certain physical desire for food or whatever it may be, is something that they're attracted to, they specifically, of course, it's a custom, it's not a requirement, but they have a custom that that exact thing which they feel that they have a taiva for, a desire for, something which is not particularly a holy thing, they specifically don't get involved in it. And when Rabbi Lipsker realized that he had a very, very strong desire and enjoyment from chocolate ice cream, he decided it was a little bit out of hand and that the best thing for him would be to not, or perhaps he spoke it over with his mashpia, with his rabbi, the best idea would be not to eat chocolate ice cream. And therefore, for those 15 years, he actually didn't. Now, of course, it doesn't mean that we have to all quit our favorite foods, but what would be a good idea, the Torah says, "Miskadish them, kadoshim ti yu, you shall be holy, make yourself holy," that if we have a favorite food, maybe it would be a good idea to have a little bit less of it. Maybe one squirt of ketchup instead of two squirts of ketchup, one squirt of mustard instead of two, maybe a half a piece of cake instead of a whole piece of cake during the week when we're just eating food for to have energy, for the toes, the mitzvahs, and so forth. That's the time to use this device. Of course, on Shabbos, Shabbos is a mitzvah to enjoy food. Enjoy good food. There again, that doesn't mean that we overeat or overdrink.
But of course, it's a mitzvah to enjoy good food. But during the week, when it's not a mitzvah to enjoy a nice dessert or anything like that, it's rather the mitzvah is to eat food in order to have the energy to serve Hashem. That's the time to have a little bit less of what we may be eating just for our enjoyment. A little bit less mustard, a little bit less ketchup, a little bit less sugar, or whatever it might be. And this way, we will certainly get control of our own animal souls and our yetzaharas, our evil inclinations. This will quicken our path to Mashiach and to Ulam. Thank you for joining us for the story of the day.